We're praying today, Father, for those who've drifted from the faith they once had, especially for those who were once leaders of the work in your kingdom, but who now, for whatever reason, have walked away from you.
Pour out your love on those we are concerned for, Father. We are bringing to you now, Lord, those we know by name, and the many, many who you know.
Forgive us for anything that we've done, Lord, to blur and deter them from following you, and all that other people, groups and churches have done or not done that's caused them to lose their sharpness for you.
Where their hearts have grown cold and distracted, forgive all that they have allowed to fill their minds. We cry out to you, restore clarity of faith and strength of heart and mind and vision, and let the Spirit of Jesus flow again.
Speak to them in dreams by night and in visions by day. Send men and women of faith to touch their hearts and to stir their conscience with the Word of God by the love and example of lives spent serving you.
Make it easy for them to come back to you, Lord. Let neither pride nor shame hold them at a distance. But may the love of God make the all-important connections that lead to eternal life.
May they know the love that never lets them go and never lets them down. And may they feel your presence and your pleasure once again.
In Jesus' name,
Amen. We've been focusing on the Lord reaching out to these dear ones. For a moment now, we're going to enter into the turmoil that people who've walked away from you are feeling, Lord Jesus. They can remember what it was like to plant their feet in your footsteps. They can remember the deep times when you were close. And there's an emptiness and a shell-like quality in their hearts because it's empty, and you're wanting fullness. Father, we pray into the reluctance, the indifference, perhaps the infatuation that has stolen them away. Their eyes have drifted and their heart has followed. And reason has triumphed, and excuses have been found. Plausible thoughts to justify walking away. Father, there's a call from heaven going out to them, saying, don't forget. Remember, the door is still open. You don't have to leave it shut. Mercy, mercy reaches out to you. I'm calling to you, my children. I'm calling to you. Will you humble your hearts and yield? And the enemy raises his battle cry and signals to try to keep our hearts from turning. Father, win the battle for souls. Many are falling by the wayside. Narrow is the way, and few who reach it. And yet your hand is stretched out to draw them in. Father, let the drawing be wonderfully successful for so, so many, we pray in Jesus' name. A harvest, we pray, a harvest of souls. The victory of light, the ingathering for glory.